How to Be a Good Wife Today, taken word for word from a 1950s public high school home economics textbook. 1. Have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal on time. This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospect of a good meal is part of the warm welcome needed. 2. Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so that you'll be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh-looking. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting. His boring day may need a lift. 3. Clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives, gathering up school books, toys, and papers. Then run a dust cloth over the tables. Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift, too. 4. Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces, if they are small. Comb their hair, and if necessary, change their clothes. They are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. 5. Minimize all the noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, dishwasher, or vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Be happy to see him. Greet him with a smile. Some don'ts. Don't greet him with problems or complaints. Don't complain if he is late for dinner. Count this as minor compared with what he might have gone through that day. Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or suggest he lie down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in low, soft, soothing, and pleasant voice. Allow him to relax and unwind. Listen to him. You may have a dozen things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Make the evening his. Never complain if he does not take you out to dinner or to other places of entertainment. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure, his need to be at home and relax. The goal? Try to make your home a place of peace and order where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit. Do you see what has happened in the last 50 years? Every high school girl was taught a conservative worldview that was more biblical in perspective than what the churches teach today. A wise woman patterns her life after her husband's. His working, playing, eating, and sleeping habits become hers.